AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel continues to press its air and ground offensive against Hamas, releasing footage of its troops operating in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner telling Sky News.
The evolving reality on the ground is one which is much more focused on specific areas where they have congregated, they have regrouped, or they are taking refuge.
Hamas's Osama Hamdan says a partial or temporary ceasefire will not be enough to free the more than 100 hostages who Israel says remain in captivity in Gaza. And Karen Shamas reports the number of wounded Israeli soldiers is mounting.
Israel's defense ministry says roughly 3,000 members of the country's security forces have been wounded since the Israel-Hamas war began. Eden Kleiman, who heads the non-profit Disabled Veterans Organization, says he has never seen such a large scope of wounded soldiers. More than 160 soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began, and 1,200 Israelis were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. In Gaza, more than 21,000 Palestinians have been killed, close to 55,000 wounded, and amputations have become commonplace. I'm Karen Shamas.
Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. Shanna Bellows is the first election official to take unilateral action to bar Trump under the Insurrection Clause of the 14th Amendment. The Trump campaign says it will challenge the decision in state court. Venezuela's president has ordered the country's armed forces to conduct defensive exercises in the Eastern Caribbean, this after the United Kingdom announced it's sending a warship to Guyana's territorial waters amid a border dispute between the South American neighbors. Economic news: jobless claims rose slightly last week, mortgage rates eased again, and quiet gains on Wall Street. The S&P up less than 0.1%, hovering just below its all-time high. This is AP News. The military's opened a new chapter in how it investigates and prosecutes cases of sexual assault and other major crimes.
Independent special counsels will now have authority on those crimes, sidelining commanders after years of pressure from lawmakers like Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
The people who do not trust the chain of command are the victims.
She's long argued commanders too often would not take victims' complaints seriously or would try to protect alleged perpetrators. For years, the Pentagon resisted the change, but while Defense Chief Lloyd Austin calls it the most important military justice reform in decades.
We're rearranging the chairs on the Titanic.
Former Army Judge Advocate General Sean Timmons says the change is essentially cosmetic and does not get at the underlying causes of behavioral issues leading to sexual misconduct. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Thanks, Sagar. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.